that by Korban Pesach, in a case where the meat became tamei, that if you make the zrika, but the yevid is kosher. Why is it kosher but the yevid? For Yiboy Yisayim Rav Yomuk Teb Yeshua. Rav goes not like Rav Nosam, like Teb Yeshua. Titanya Teb Yeshua Aymer. Kol Azvachim Sheva Torah, all type of kabonis. Vein Shenitmu Bosom, whether the Bosom became tamei. V'chelev Kaim, and you have chelev realm. Vein Shenitmu Chelev, whether the Amurim, the fats became tamei, you can't burn them. Or boss the kind of the meat is around, his alocha zurik et adam. This is your Yeshua Shitosai, that you have to have something, you can only have a zurik et adam if there's something here, either bosser or else chaylev. What about a nozir? The yoysa pesach. What about a nozir or a korban pesach? Nitmo chaylev. Let's say the chaylev became tome, your boss the kayim is zurik et adam. You're allowed to make the zurik et adam. What about nitmo bosser, the bosser of a korban pesach? Or else of a nozir became tamei, the chel of kain, even though the chel of the amurim is not kain, is not tamei, still the din is metchila ein zorik et adam. Metchila like our mishnah, you're not allowed to make the zorik et adam. But Yeshua says clearly, the yim zorak, lo yitzu, the kain, made the zorik on this korban pesach, even though the meat is tamei, that the bialim will not be able to eat the meat, still hurtzer. Still for the yevah, the korban is kosher, and he doesn't have to bring a korban pesach, a pesach sheni. So you see clearly, the Yeshua also holds like this. So the kids are Rav holds like the Yeshua. Nitmu ha-bailam b'meis. What happens if the bailam became tumas meis? Then lo yizrik. Then don't make the zrika adam. V'yim zorak lo yhutzur. And here, even with the evataka, the zrika does not help. Rashi v'yim zorak lo yhutzur. The yafagav the chilos lo makfin. Even though the achila is not makiv, like we said before, gavra de chozel achila binim. You have to have such a person that the person would have been roy teeth. If just the meat became tamei, but the person is still tor, then the carbon is a good carbon. Even though you can't eat, because the meat is tamei, but since you're a person that could eat the meat, it's called a good carbon. But here with the bailam, the owner of the carbon, he himself touched the mace, that he himself can eat the meat, he's not roi, then the carbon is possum. As Zayvai Yeshua holds, that the person has to be roi to eat. Right. The Mokdoshim and Akans, the Mishnah says what by regular carbonis, it's not that way. That what, even though the meat is tamei, but as long as the chel of the amurim is around, the carbon is a good carbon. So the Mara Mathisa Mani Rabbi Shui. The our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yeshua, like we had before. The Tani, we learned before. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer. Kol as Lachem Sheba Torah, all different types of carbonis, a carbon chattis, a shlomim. Shenishtairo mihem kazayas basar. If you have meat left over, at least the kazayas meat that the kohen could eat. Like kezayis chelav, or else there's at least a kezayis of fat left over that you will be able to make aksarim. Is alocha now zorik et adam? Before zrika and the rest of it all got lost, it got burnt up. This is the only thing that's left over. You're allowed to make the zrika because that's called something that's here. What about tichatzi zayis boso, tichatzi zayis chelav? Let's say all the meat and all the fats got lost. Only a chatzi zayis of the meat is left over that the kohanim eat, and a chatzi zayis of the fats is burnt on the mizbech is left over. That's not called an achila. Because you can't put the two together. The chelev, what do you do with it? You burn it on the mizbeach. The boser who eats the kohanim. So it's called two different achilas. Since each one is left in the kezayis, it's not called the kezayis is left over. It's called like there's no boser here. So according to Yeshua, ain zorek es adam. Mashenkin uboila. By a korban oila, then both are the same thing. Is afilu kechatzi zayis boser, kechatzi zayis chelev, even though you only have a chatzi zayis meat left over, and a chatzi zayis fat left over, still, since by korban oila, both of them is burnt on the mizbeach, so lemaisa, now you are burning the kezayis on the mizbeach. Therefore, the locher is zerik es adam. You're allowed to make this zerik es adam. Mifnei shekula kolu, because by a korban oila, everything is burnt. So since you're burning fat and meat, so lemaisa, you're putting the kezayis on the mizbeach, that's called an achila. So that's called you have dam and basar. Therefore, it's kosher. If there's no chelev and no basar at all, Rabbi Yeshua says there is, you're not allowed to make the zrika adam. Over mincha, afa pisha kula kayemis. But the mincha, even though everything is still here, still lo yizrik. Still you can't make the zrika adam. For the Gemara of mincha mayavirite, who's talking about a mincha here? We're talking about zvachim now. What does the melachas have to do here? Omer Rav Papa meant to say like this, that in the case where you had your korban, and you have the blood here still, but the whole rest of the animal got burnt up, there's nothing here. So we're saying now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to make the zrika adam. What about this was a korban that had to have a mincha with it also? And the mincha is still here. Do you consider the mincha like there's something to be burnt also? That's the Kiddush of Sbraisam. That mincha is nesachim. We're talking about a mincha that comes because of this korban. So, Salka, Dayat HaKamina, I would have thought. Kivun the Koasti Mikoyach Zevach, since this is a korban, that the din of this korban is you're supposed to bring a mincha with it. So I would have thought, Kiguf for the Zevach Tomi, that the mincha you bring after the korban is considered like the korban. So even though the whole korban got burnt up, and all you have left now is just the dam, is still here, and the mincha. So I would have thought that according to Yeshua, you're allowed to make this rikas adam. Why? Because you have the mincha left over. Kamashmala, no. That you dafka have to have something from the korban itself. Either the chelev or the basar. But the mincha doesn't help. For the Gemara, chelev minolan. How do I know that chelev is enough? The pasuk before said according to Yeshua, the yasi soilo secho habasar yadam. So the pasuk says habasar. Maybe you dafka have to have meat left over that the kanim could eat. How do you know chelev to burn the fat is enough? The Pasuk says, is you could amol make a Torah just with the fat alone. That makes the Rech Nichoyach. It's a diyak. Chelev apel pi shein bosom. That you grab a mol, you're only burning the chelev even though there's no boss around, even though the boss all got burnt up already or got lost, still you can make a Torah from the chelev. Good, that the Maraska Khan chelev. That's good, mamash the chelev. What about the Yoseres HaKovid, the top part of the liver? Or Shtei Kloyes, the two kidneys? Minolon, that's not called Chelev. How do you know just burning? These are also part of the Emurim. These are also part of the animal that's burnt on the Mizbeach. How do you know the burning of these two things, even though it's not called Chelev, it's also called the good Aktara? And the Gemara, Heichi Yarmina de Zakinan, how do we know that these things are good? It's enough to say you could make a Zerikas Adam. So he says, I have a raya from the din of the Mishnah Gufam. For this Braisa. Midiktoni, the Braisa ended off to say, that you know where it's no good, uve mincha, even though you have the mincha left over, afal pi shekula kayemis lo yizrak. In other words, when you had this, you had the dam of the korban, and the whole meat and fat got burnt up, and the only thing that's left over is only the mincha, that's what's no good. So it's a diyah. Mincha udaloi. It's only no good because the only thing left over was the mincha. Avo yoseres hakoved. But at the top part, the top lobe of the liver is left over. Ushteya kloyes and the two kidneys left over, shapa dummy. So it's mashu from this braisa gufa. The only time it's no good is everything got lost. Only the mincha is left over, that's no good. Because the mincha is not part of the korban. Mashu, if any part of the korban is left over, it would be good. So the more minolan, how do we know this? We have, so good, you bring in a raya, but how do I know this? Marab yechanon di dey omar. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, L'reach nichoyach, v'dashen kol sha'at tamala, l'reach nichoyach. Anything you're burning for the sake of giving nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu is good. So when you burn the shteir kloyes and you serve a kubra, it's also for that purpose. So the more v'yitzvach l'michtav, chelev v'yitzvach l'michtav, reach nichoyach. I need both sukkim. That chelev is good, and the aseret hakavra is also good. Because of Rachamon chelev Torah, would have John said the word chelev, however, mean I would have thought, chelevin, only fats if you burn, that's good. Your aseret hakavra shteir kloyes loy. Maybe that's not cold like fast, that's not so good. Kos rachmon no l'reach nichoyach. Eat anything. V'kos rachmon l'reach nichoyach, ha'vemino, fakert. Kol oilin l'reach nichoyach. V'afilu mincha, I would have thought anything that's being burnt. Even the mincha is also good. Hey, it's the case where you have this dam, you made a shchita, they made the kabbalah sadam, and then all of a sudden the whole rest of the animal got lost, or got burnt up. But you have the mincha left over. What do you do with the mincha? There's a kamitza. You take your handful and you burn it. So since there's a pot put on the mizbeach, maybe that's also called the reich nichoyach. Because rachmona chelev, that's what the Torah says, no chelev. You have to have something left over from the goof of the korban itself. It has to be something like fat. But what type? Na lav dafka fat mamish. Anything left over, even a shteir kloyes. And the aseres hakoved is also good. That's how we know pshat in Yeshua. And now Mishnah Yelchura goes like Yeshua. So the Mishnah Baita. Nit mukal. Let's say everybody in Klai Yisrael became tummy. This era Pesach. Oy rubai. Or else Rove with the cow became tummy. Or Yishroya Kanim Tmeim. Or else, no, even though all the Bailam were Torah, but just all the Kanim and the base of Mitish were Tmeim, is Va'akal Torim. Even though all the cow, the whole Tzibu was Torah, just the Kanim were Tmeim, is Alocha Yaseh B'tumah. That's the cloud that a Korban Pesach is allowed to be brought B'tumah. If Rove Tzibur, or else all the Kanim are Tmeim, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach B'tumah. What about Nitmo Miyot HaKal? Only a meat, not the roi, the meat of the cow, God became tummy. And is alochem ha'atoyim moisim esarishim. The people that are tor, they bring korban pesach rishon. The atmeyim, the meat, the small amount of people that are tummy, oisim esarishim. That's the alochem. The Torah says there's a pesach sheni. That roi people were tor, they made a pesach rishon. So you few people that are tummy, you have to bring first korban sheni. Tana rabbonim. Hare Shoyu Yisrael Tumeim Ukanim Ukli Sharatorim. The Yisraelim, all the Bailim were Tumim, but the Kanim were Tor. Oy Shoyu Yisrael Turim, of the Yisrael Matorim. The Kanim Ukli Sharat Tumeim. The Afidlu Yisrael Ukanim Turim. Even if the Yisraelim and all the Kanim were also Tor. Just Ukli Sharat Tumeim. All the knives, every single Sheikhet knife was Tumim that year. He's a Loch Yasta Betumah. Still, you're allowed to bring the carbon Betumah now. Why? Shein carbon Si Becholik. There's no such thing. Once you say that this cold Sibur is Tumah, you're allowed to bring a Betumah, everybody's allowed to bring a Betumah. Even the people that are Tor are also allowed to bring a Betumah. The Omer of Chizda. We're only talking about where this knife touched the mace. If the knife touched the mace, then we say, what type of Tumah is there on the mace, on the knife? The Rachmon Omer, the Torah says, Bechalal Cherif. That when you touch a mace, that when a metal thing that touches a mace, we dash in cheriv harei kechalal. The knife, a metal that touches the mace, has the same halacha like the mace himself. So, metal, the knife now becomes an av hatumah. When the koyin touches the knife, the kometam legavram. So the koyin has to become tummy. So in order to bring this carbon pesach this year, the koyin have to be tummy. So since the koyin is tummy, that's called the carbon is brought betumah. The mikorakim is the avidom betumah saguf. The carbon is kometam avidom. When the Kohen brought this carbon, the Kohen himself was Tomei, and the Loch is usually a Kohen that's Tomei. If he does the Avodah, there's a Chi of Karis, but here, since it's a carbon Sibur, you're allowed to bring it even Betumah. Avo nit masakim Betumah Sheretz. Let's say the knife only tossed the Sheretz, that's all. So the knife is only Rishon Betumah. The Bosru Dimitamein. When you shech now with this knife, it only makes the meat Tomei, but not the Kohen. The Tamilein. Legavra Le Metamilein. But the person, the Kohen, does not become Tomei. Because since the knife is only a Rishon Tum, it's not matam of the person. Is Mela Torium of it. The locher is only a Torah digger person can bring this carbon.
All right, we'll continue next tape. Yeah, start the Mishnah and the fine test. Nitmo Kahal. If the whole Klal Yisrael was Tomei. Now, the Kahal here means the people that are going to bring the Korban Pesach. If the people that are in Yerushalayim about to bring the Korban Pesach, or that could bring it, If everybody is Tomei, Oy Ruba, or else no Rova them, the majority of them are Tomei, Oy Shoye Kahanim Tomei, or else just the Kahanim were Tomei, Va'akal Torim, and the whole Kah was Tor, is a Locha Yasa Betumah. In these cases, you have a right to bring the Korban Pesach Betumah. What about Nitmo Mi'atakal, if only a few people were Tomei, then Haturim Oysim Esarishim, that's the Klal, the Torah Dika person, he brings the Korban on the first Pesach Rishon, V'yatameyim Oysim Esasheni. There's a law that the Tameyim are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Where there's a Miyat, only a few people that are Tomei, so they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni, and the robe that are Torah brings the Pesach Rishon B'tayim. Rosh Hashanah Rabbonim, Harei Shoyi Yisrael Tameyim, if the Klal Yisrael was Tomei, or Kahanim Aklishar was Torim. So then these are cases that you could bring the Korban B'tumah. Because the Yisrael, the Bailam are Tomei. Oy Shehoye Yisrael Torim, or else no, the Bailam, the Yisrael are Torim. For the Kahanim are Klisharis Tomeim. But the Kahanim and the Klisharis, the knife that had to use, was Tomei. So also you could bring a Betumah, because all the Kahanim were Tomei, so this carbon had to be brought Betumah. The Afilu Yisrael Ukanim Torim, even if the Yisraelim and the Kahanim are all Tor. For the Klisharis Tomeim. But the knife that the Kohen has to use is Tomei, still Yasa Betumah. It's called the Kohen becomes Tomei, so a Tomei, a person is doing the Avodah, it's called the Korban Betumah, it could be brought Betumah. Shein Korban Si Becholik, that's the Klal. You don't have a Korban Si Becholik, it means once you have a right to bring a Betumah, everybody's allowed to bring a Betumah. We don't say the Torah, a person has to bring a Betairah, and the Tomei, a person Betumah. Once there's a Heter to bring the Korban Betumah, everybody's allowed to bring a Betumah. Omer Rav Chizda, Loishonim Loishnit Masakim Betumah Meis. That's what he say, if the knife alone is Tomei, then it's called the Korban brought Betumah, that's only if the knife touched the mace. The Rachmon Oma Bechalal Cherif, is a Chiddush HaPosuk, Cherif Horeya Kechalal, that if a metal touches a mace, the metal, the knife, gets a loch like the mace itself. So the knife now is an Av HaTumah. Because Metama LeGavra, and when the Koyin touches the knife, the Koyin becomes Tomei. So Mela, it's a Tomei Dika Koyin doing the Avodah. The Mikora Kimisavid, when the Kohen does the Avodah, Betumas Aguf, the Koros Kamisavid. He's doing the Avodah even though he has a Tumas Aguf on him, which is a Chi of Koros, either for him to do the Avodah or to eat the meat. If the person himself is Tomei and he does the Avodah, there's a Chi of Koros. So the Kohen that's doing this Korban, he himself is Tomei.
So once he's allowed to do it, so pshit is called a korban brought betumah, that everybody's allowed to do it betumah, and the bialim could also eat it even though they're tummy. But what about nitma sakim betumah sheretz? Let's say the knife only touched the sheretz, that's all. The boser hu de metama. Now the knife that touched the sheretz, so the knife itself becomes a rishon l'tumah. Hey, the sheretz is an avatumah. If a knife touches it, the knife is only a rishon l'tumah. The loch of a rishon is, it's not metama person, it could only metama the boser. So when the kohen uses this knife, when the kohen touches the knife, the kohen is still torah. The only thing that's tummy is only the meat. The meat becomes tummy. The boser hu de metamalei, legavra le metamalei. But the knife now does not metama the kohen. In such a case, Rav Chisda holds that Tehorim Ovid, no, only a Torah Dika person or the Kanim are allowed to bring this Korban Pesach. But if a Yisrael that's Mamish has a Tumas Aguf on him, he is not allowed to bring the Pesach now. He has to wait to Pesach Sheni. Why? What's the difference? I, this year, know everybody that's going to eat the meat is the Hechel going to be over in Aveirom because the meat is Tomei. So because the knife touched the meat and the knife was Matama the meat. So what's the difference if the meat is tamei or the people are tamei? He holds a thrill like this. Mutav yoicha betumas bosav alav. If the meat is tamei, true, a Torah Dika person that eats the meat right now, he's only over alav. There's only alav not to eat meat that's tamei. But if he himself is tamei, a person that's tamei, if he's going to eat bosav kachim now, there's a chi of karas, shuba karas. So you have no right to be over the chi of karas. He says, it's enough to say the knife now that touched the meat, the knife made the meat tummy. So there's a lav not to eat the meat, that's all. So if Torim bring the Korban Pesach, they're only over lav. You want to tell me now a person that's tummy, he could also bring the Korban? No, since he's tummy, if he eats the meat now, there'll be a Chiv Koris. We're not Mata the Chiv Koris. There's no Dechuyah on the Chiv Koris. Alma, what do you see? Ksavar Rav Chisdon, Tumah Dechuyah Hi B'tzibur. Not that we say when the Korban Tzibur is tummy, you're allowed to bring this only, but chuya means bedoichik, if you have no other way out. So here you have a way out. Just what happened here? The knife itself was tummy, was a rishon l'tumah. When the kohen shechs the meat now, the meat becomes tummy. So true, whoever eats the meat this year, it should have been over lav. But we say no, tumah dechuya b'tzibur, so everybody's allowed to eat this meat. But who? Only people that are Torah. Because if you're Torah and the meat is tummy, there's only a lav, that's all. So what's the chuyah this year is to be over the lav. Mashenken, if you're a Talmudic person, you're goof. Now if you go eat this meat, you'll be over the chiyah of karas. For the chiyah of karas is no dechuyah. You don't have to be over the chiyah of karas this year. So Melo, we tell the Tumeyim, don't bring the Pesach Rishon, go to Pesach Sheni. The Chayna Rav Yitzchok, Tumah dechuyah hibitzibur. That Tumah is only dechuyah. That means when we can get out not to do it betumah, don't do it betumah. For Rabbam, Rabbah holds no. Afilo Tumeyim nami avdi. Even this year, even the Tumeyim Dika people, that when they eat this meat, there should have been a Chi of Koris, still it's mutter for them to bring this Korban. My time away, he says, the Pesach says like this, like we're saying, the two different Isurim. There's one Issa for a Torah Dika person not to eat the meat of Kachim that's Tumey, and there's another Chi of Koris, if you're Tumey, your body is Tumey, you can't eat the meat. Now, Rava holds the Psukim Atoli Zeb Zer. Whenever you have one Issa, you have the other Issa. Whenever you don't have one Issa, you don't have the other Issa. That's Rava Svora. Rava Ramar Afilu Tumeyim Nami Yavdi. Even here, even though only the meat is Tamei, but since the meat is Tamei, and there's a Heter to eat this year, the meat is Tamei, so the people that are Tamei, they could also eat the meat. Why? My timer. The Pesach says, V'habosar Rashiyiga B'chol Tamei L'yoichem. That's allowed anytime the meat of Kachim touched the Tomei Dika thing, so the meat is Tomei, there's a laugh for anybody not to eat it. A Kohen, a Yisrael has a laugh not to eat it. That Ba'esh Yisrael, you're supposed to burn it. Now the next part of the Pesach says, V'habosa kol tor yoichal bosa. Who's allowed to eat the meat? Only a person that's tor. Mashm, if you're Tomei, a new Isser, you're not allowed to eat meat that's Tomei. Or Pchal, you can't eat meat. If you're Tomei, you can't eat meat. The only time you're allowed to eat Bosa Kachim, if you're Torah. If you're Tomei, there's a Pesach that says the Chi of Karas. So Rabbi Dashan is like this. Kol Heicha Deloi Karin and Bey. V'ya Bosa Rashiga B'chot Tomei L'Yoichom. Has any time there's a Heter for you to eat the Tomei to meat. Like this year, this Korban Pesach. Now what happened here? The knife was a Tomei Sheretz. The knife touched the Sheretz. Therefore, the knife is a Rishon L'Tumah. When the kohen shechs the meat, shechs the animal, the meat automatically becomes a shein l'tumah. So whoever eats the meat this year, b'echad is allowed not to eat this tomatik meat. Still we say, since it's a korban tzibur, you're allowed to do it. So this year, you're allowed to be over this lav, you're allowed to eat the meat that's tummy. So he says, kol hecha, any time that you don't say this lav, not to eat the meat that's tummy, the same thing, like Karina, but we don't have the other iser, for yabosa kol toro yoicha bosa. We don't have this iser to say that only a tordic person could eat the meat. No, even though you're tummy, you're also allowed to eat the meat. Hey, since this year, you're allowed to eat the tummy to meat, so this Yehua then, if you're tummy, you're also allowed to eat the meat. Of a kolheicha de karinim bay, but a normal time, not by a carbon seber. That we say, regular kachim. There, there's a lav. The Torah says that any time this meat touch something tummy, that the meat is tummy, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat this meat. So any time there's a lav not to eat the meat, is karinim bay. Then we also have the other issum from the habosar. Whenever you have bosar kachim, who is allowed to eat it? Kol tor yoicha bosar. Only a tordic person could eat it. But someone that's tummy is not allowed to eat it. So Pashut, according to Ravi, he holds like Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. So anytime there's a heter to do any type of an Issa by Tumah, by a Korban Tzibur, we say the whole Issa Tumah goes off. So even though this year only the meat was Tumah, and Rove people were Tor, still we say, since everybody's going to have to be over the Issa of eating Tumah Dika meat, so this called Tumah, which is Hutra B'tzibur, it's Hutra Lagamri. Even the people that are Tadu Tumah Saguf, they're also allowed to eat the meat this year. That's Ravi's for. Itma. So far the Mishnah says, what's the halacha is, that if you have, everybody is Tomei Pesach Rishon, Pasha the Yisraelim, let's say, or else Roiva Klai Yisrael is Tomeiim, the halacha is your ladder bring the carbon betumah. So that's called Tumah, a carbon sebas brought betumah. What about if only a miyat, a small amount of people with Tomei? Then the halacha is, that the Torim, they bring Pesach Rishon, and the few people that are Tomei, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Itma, we learned like this. What do you do with 50-50? Mice, it's very hard to know this, but Louis Tzuri could tell this. The Adamamish go down and take a good count of every single year that was there, and there's only the Yidden that are in Yerushalayim are going to bring a Korban Pesach. Hey, the people that are Rechaikim far away are not in this count. We're talking about the Yidden that are here in Yerushalayim that are ready and should be bringing Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon. Now they went and counted them, they found that the mamish, 50% of them were Torim, and 50% of the Tumayim. What's the locha? Our Mishnah doesn't say. Our Mishnah Sofer only says that if Rove, most of them are Tomei, then they could bring Pesach Rishon B'tumah. If a meat, a small amount is Tomei, then the Tzibur brings the carbon B'taira Pesach Rishon, and the Tumayim have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What about if it's 50-50? So Machlokes. Rav Oma Machza Machza Kerov. Rav says, even here, 50% is also called like Rav, like majority. We'll soon see what that means. Rav Kana Rama, Machta, Machta, 50-50, ain't a Kerov. No, it's not like a Rav. What's the lochis? Rav Rama, Machta, Machta, Kerov. Rav says 50-50% is called like Rav. What does that mean? Halalu Waisam Liatzman. That means the people that are Tahor, Badaf, have to bring a Torah Dika carbon. They can't bring a Batami. Because since 50% are Tahor, it's considered like Rav Ator. If Rove people are Tor, they have to bring the Korban Badafka B'tayram. They have to make sure the knife is Tor, and the Kain is Tor, and they're Tor. V'halolu oisam liatzmon. But the other 50% of the people that are Tameim, they're also allowed to bring the Korban Rishon. Because since Macht is called like Rove, they have the right to say, we're Rove Akla Yisrael. And when Rove Akla Yisrael is Tameim, the Loch is they're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, even though they're Tamei. So Rav says we have two categories of Yidin bringing this carbon, Pesach Rishon. There's 50% bringing the B'tayram, and 50% bringing the B'tumayim. Each one is called like a Rav. Rav Kano Amano, Machza Machza ain't a Kerov, it's not like a Rav. Therefore, Tohoirim Oysim Eser Rishon. The people that are Torah Pshita, they have to do Pesach Rishon. Or Tumayim, the 50% that are Tamei, they're considered like a Miyat. They're not like the Rav. So that's the Mishnah says. Anytime you have a Miyat, the small amount of people that are Tomei, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the first pattern of Kana. Poshid, that the people that are Tor make Pesach Rishon, and the people, the 50% that are Tomei, are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Igad Amri, another Lashon of Kana is like this. Igad Amri, something like this. This is what Rav Kana meant to say. Omer Rav Kana, Machza Machza in a Kerov. True. 50-50 is not considered like a Rav. Neither of them is the majority. So what's the locha therefore? Tohoiri Moisim Eser Rishon. That's Pshita. The people that are Torah, they bring Pesach Rishon right now, they're Torah. Abu Tumeim, the 50%